Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Monday, March 25th. We begin this holiday shortened trading week after markets ended in mixed territory on Friday, but following a week of new record highs. The NASDAQ was the day's only winner, adding 0.16%. The S&P 500 shed 0.14%, and the Dow gave up just more than 0.75%, or 305 points. Bill, let's get into a new week with what is happening in the markets this morning.
We're seeing some weakness, definite weakness this morning. I'm looking at the S&Ps. I'm watching the S&Ps. They're down 0.31% this morning. They've been weak all morning. They're just continuing to show weakness and move lower. So we're going to be having a lower opening today, it appears. It's a holiday shortened week. Remember, there's no trading on Friday. What's going on, really, the tech sector is really under pressure this morning. China came out and they indicated that they're going to cease buying PCs that contain Intel or AMD chips. This is causing those stocks to weaken. You also have news about the EU regulators looking into Apple, Meta, and Google over violations of its new digital competition law. That's not helping the tech sector, and the tech sector is just weak as a result, and that's causing the S&Ps to fall. Again, a number of Fed speakers today. Markets will be paying attention to that, but the tech trade is really going to be one people are doing it. As you're going to see, those stocks move lower today. Energy stocks, kind of pose for gains. Fact is that there's geopolitical issues that are creating volatility going on. So that's something to keep an eye on. Shares of Boeing, ticker BA, are higher. Their CEO, Dave Calhoun, he announced that he's going to be resigning at the end of the year, and that's causing the stock to jump 2% this morning. Calhoun's not the issue here, but, when a CEO, resigns or is let go or pushed out and the stock is trading near the 52-week low, those stocks tend to appreciate, and that's what we're seeing here in shares of Boeing this morning. We'll see how long they're able to hold this gain. He's basically a scapegoat for issues that are happening in one of the big plane manufacturers. Overseas action, let's talk about Europe. We're showing the DAX is flat. It's down, 3 points or 0.02%. The FTSE's down 38 points or 0.48%. And the CAC is down 38 points or 0.47%. It's really the tech. Tech is really, causing these stocks to, be weak this morning. We're looking last night in Asia, and in Asia, the Nikkei dropped 474 points or 1.16%. Hong Kong dropped 25 points or 0.16%. China dropped 21 points or 0.71%. The IMF, the chief managing directors in China, doing speeches, what have you, and this lady came out and said, that China needs to get its property sector issues resolved. Also mentioned that they need to encourage domestic consumption. It wasn't highly negative. It wasn't highly critical. It was just factual of what the IMF feels China needs to do to turn their economy around. And remember, they're predicting 5% growth rates this year. We're keeping an eye on oil this morning. Oil is showing gains this morning. WTI is up, 0.47% to $81.01. Brent is trading higher by 0.43%. It's trading at $85.80. The fact of the matter is we got some issues, geopolitical issues. Those Houthi forces are said to hit a Hong Kong tanker, which caused a small fire. This apparently they sent 5 missiles at it. One of them hit. Then you have the Russia and China blocking that UN resolution on the ceasefire in the Middle East. Their reason for blocking the ceasefire proposal was because they said the language in the proposal and the resolution did not go far enough to really stop the bloodshed that's going on. It's more likely that they just didn't like the fact that it was a U.S.-based resolution. They can't give the U.S. a win. So, they just defeated any chance they can. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning market update report, Emily.
Bill, this morning, I personally feel like I'm sort of brushing off the dust after the weekend. And you want to start off the week strong because it is a shortened trading week. And being able to hear your overview of what's going on really gets us into the week here. And, you know, there's a number of details we're going to get to throughout the show and each day this week, including earnings action, economic events and reports, a heavy week for economic reports for investors to sift through. And of course, the day's other market moving headlines. We're going to start with earnings action. Bill, what is going on there?
There's not a whole lot of earnings that are taking place, Friday after the close or this morning either. So, tomorrow morning, we do have McCormick. Their earnings are coming out. That's ticker MKC, Michael Kilo Charlie, their EPS is 58 cents. Expected move is 7.60%. Tomorrow afternoon, you got Progressive Software, PRGS, Paul Richard, Gray Sam. EPS is $1.14. Expected move is 8.44%. I do see ticker MASI, Massimo. They are trading higher. There's some shareholder activists looking to get two more board seats. That's causing the stock to rally this morning. We're seeing the Massimo up $18 or 14.08%. That's positive. What else? Cleveland Cliffs, ticker CLF, trading higher, about 1.36% higher. They received DOE funding for decarbonization proposal. They're going to receive $575 million. So, those are some hot stories that are hitting the tape this morning, Emily. But no, earnings are really light today.
Earnings are light, economic reports. We're going to start out the week here with a couple of reports that are worth noting, and then there will be more throughout the week, but we're going to keep it simple and start with Monday. So, Bill, what is going on in terms of the day's economic events?
Well, today's an active day, I guess. You got new home sales coming out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. That's an important one. 10:30, you got the Dallas Fed manufacturing survey. Yeah, okay. Then you get some Fed speakers, which I think could be important to listen to. 8:25 a.m., we're going to be hearing from Atlanta Fed Bank President Rafael Bostic. And then at 10:30 a.m., we're going to be hearing from Fed Governor Lisa Cook. The key economic report this week is the PCE report. Now, the strange thing about it is it's coming out on Friday, and Friday is a market holiday. So, will probably, I think the SPOOs will be, you can trade them electronically. That's kind of odd that the PC is going to be reported on a Friday, a day that the market's closed, Emily. But that's what I have for you in terms of an economic update.
And now on to the day's other market moving headline. Bill, you're keeping track of all of that information and even more information using your newsware, breaking it down into alerts. So day in and day out, you can see all sorts of data and information and news, things like merger news, shareholders meetings, buyback news. You're also grouping your stocks together, like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks, gathering all this information for the trading day and week ahead. So Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Just doing a quick data check. I'm showing 15 on my Dow stocks. I'm showing 15 higher, 10 lower, the rest unchanged. My FANG stocks, everything's trading lower with the exception of Netflix, which is up 0.23%. Airlines are weak. United Airlines, they got issues going on there. The FAA is said to be ramping up oversight after recent safety issues for United Airlines. The whole sector is weak. Autos are trading lower. Banks, Goldman and JP Morgan are higher. The rest are weak. Semiconductors are showing weakness overall. So, I'm concerned about the opening this morning. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But in terms of some of the other news hidden behind behind the tape, like Apple, and last week we mentioned the Department of Justice. They filed that antitrust suit against Apple. This news report saying that the issues that they're focused on with Apple are outdated issues. So we got to take that into consideration. Amazon Zoom Video is launching Zoom Workplace and on AWS Marketplace. That could be interesting. Apple, Meta, Google. Hey, EU regulators are looking into these three stocks over violations of its new digital competition law. Remember, this thing gives them the right to fine them 10% of their annual revenue. So the fine is it's extremely high, but we'll have to wait and see how that comes out. Netflix is trading higher. There's some positive comments out from Citibank this morning. What else do we see? Dow Jones 30 stocks, Intel. China has begun implementing guidelines that will keep Intel and AMD microprocessors out of government PCs and servers. Johnson & Johnson received FDA approval for a hypertension pill. Boeing, the CEO is set to resign end of the year. Boeing's largest trade union is also seeking seats on the plane makers board because everyone's going to be talking about the workers. That's going to be causing issues for the union. So, I'm not surprised that they're asking for seats on the plane makers board. I don't think that's going to happen. In terms of merger news, ticker IR, India Richard Intersol Rand, they're going to be acquiring Dover for more than $2.33 billion. Shareholders news, United Parks and Resorts, that's ticker PRKS, Paul, Richard, Kilo, Sam. They're having a shareholders meeting today at 11 a.m. In terms of buyback news, United Therapeutics is going to be, that's ticker UTHR, Uncle Tom, Henry, Richard. They're going to be repurchasing up to 1 billion shares, they said this morning. That's all I'm seeing this morning in terms of news hitting the tape.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us to start this week?
Going with McCormick, ticker MKC, Michael Kilo Charlie. This is a spice maker. EPS is tomorrow morning. EPS is 58 cents. Expected move is 7.60%. Yesterday's call volume, Friday's call volume, 1,645 calls versus 521 puts. That's like 3-1. Looking at the call open interest, 9,967 versus 10,937. That's negative. It's slightly negative. Now, the major brokers are mixed on the stock. Some like it, some don't. Here's the issue with McCormick. These guys raise prices on their spices, which really opened the door for some of these discount spice makers to gain traction. If you're buying, paprika or oregano, you buy McCormick for, $3 a tin, or you buy the off-brand one for $1. And that differential in pricing power really has hurt McCormick over the last few quarters. But they are trying to turn this around. They're introducing some new spices, what have you, and no one's expecting a beat here. The data doesn't line up like the way I would love to see it, but there's a lack of earnings coming out. But, I think it's possible for a beat. If I can get in, 69.50, if it, trades low enough there, I think, McCormick could wind up being a winner later today or tomorrow morning. Obviously, I'm going to take my gain as soon as I can. But, that's my stock of the day. McCormick & Company, ticker MKC, Michael Kilo, Charlie, Emily.
Looking for that gain in McCormick today. We will follow that along with you. You'll take that gain when you see it. And coming up, we will do a recap on Friday's pick of the day to see if you were able to make a gain on that one. So stick with us. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Hi, let's talk NVIDIA for a second. NVDA, a coalition of tech companies, including Qualcomm, Google, and Intel, plan to loosen NVIDIA's chokehold by going after the chip maker's giant secret weapon. They're expanding a group of financiers and companies hacking away at NVIDIA's dominance in AI. What else do we see here this morning? Novo Nordisk, they're agreed to buy cardiopharmaceuticals for up to $1.11 billion, strengthening its cardiovascular pipeline. Chemours, ticker CC, Charlie, the company had appointed its chemical industry veteran Denise Dingram as CEO effective immediately a month after she took over on an interim basis. Remember, they missed their 10-K report. Awesome Therapeutics, AXSM, they got a approval on their, they said that sleep disorder study came out with positive results for narcolepsy. It's ticker AXSM. Stocks up a little bit this morning. B. Riley, NASDAQ notified them of noncompliance with their listing rulings due to a delay in its filing of its annual report. Remember, they got that hedge fund that's causing some problems. McDonald's, Singer MCD ended an agreement with a local partner in Sri Lanka, and they're going to be closing all 12 outlets in the country. Ticker IONS, India, Oscar, Nancy, Sam, Inosa Pharmaceuticals to present phase three data. They haven't done it yet. Horizon Business, ticker VZ, unveiled experience room at the Enterprise Connect conference. Chevron, showing some gains this morning as oil's tracking higher due to geopolitical issues. Baidu, ticker BIDU, said to be in talks with Apple on using Apple apparently is in talking with them about using Baidu's AI model in phones in China. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we get to trading, diving into a new week here, let's do that check-in on Friday's pick of the day, which was Nike. Following their earnings report and I guess considered weak guidance last week, investors weren't loving the stock. You were hoping to get in this one at a discount, feeling the weakness was overdone. Going to try to take advantage of some volatility in Nike. How did your call work out?
Listen, Nike worked out at the end of the day. You got to be happy with that. I mean, the fact of the matter is, the stock opened up rather weak. I mean, it opened up at $93.82, and then it just continued to sell off, hitting a low of 91.72. But this is where the opportunity was. I mean, I got in at 92.60, and the stock rallying towards the end of the day, it actually hit a high of 95.17. I got out at 95. I took my money. I walked away. But, so my 1% was there. I was happy with it. Look at the stock today. It's up again today. It's trading 94.30 this morning. So, yeah, Nike worked out. Nike was a moneymaker. You just had to get in, wait for that weakness to kind of, show and, get in during the selling period and, as it's turning green. And Nike was the epitome of a good winner. It was a good trade on Friday, Emily.
A win there, Bill, and we will check in with you tomorrow about today's McCormick pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow at Newswear's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.